talk about people. When I was on my pause, I did a lot of people watching. And I grew up with my mother and always telling me that when you speak, you choose your words and you choose your tone of voice. That has kind of escaped a lot of people. And it has escaped them in ways that I'm not even sure if they really understand it. But I think a lot of it has to do with the social media because I don't like texting. And the reason that I don't like texting is because if you don't write a certain way, you have to really look at what you wrote and you have to know who you're writing it to. Because if the person who's receiving it reads it the wrong way, they may get offended by it. And so it's a little bit of a task. And not only that, you can't see them. So you don't know how they're receiving what you just texted. On the other hand, you have people who, let's say, they have a vested status. What does that mean? That means that, let's take for instance, you have a housekeeper. And the housekeeper starts talking to everybody as if they're the owners of the apartment. They take on the persona of their boss. Or if they work in an establishment and let's say they're the manager or they're in a position of power, then they forget that somebody's always above them. And they start feeling like, well, you need them. And yeah, you still have to watch how you talk to me. I'll give you an example. So I went with my husband to the drugstore. We have Duane Reade's here. I don't know where you're listening from, but a Duane Reade is just like Walgreens. So we go. I go with him. He's picking up a prescription. And prior to the young lady behind the counter helping him, there was another woman she was helping. But when she finished with her, she went to him. But while she was helping him, the other lady was still at the counter fidgeting in her bag. I guess she was trying to get her stuff together. So now she's in the front getting her stuff together. The girl behind the counter is helping my husband. And now here I come walking towards my husband. The girl behind the counter did not even look up. She must have seen me coming with her peripheral vision, and all she said was in a very nasty tone, "Have a seat over there." And I naturally just reacted to that. And I said to her, just as nasty, "I'm with him." Now, all of a sudden, everybody in the area got quiet. So the lady who was fidgeting in her bag, she took the lead and she must have said to herself, "Okay, I don't want this to get further. Let's defuse this." She turned around, looked at me, and she said, I think she was talking to me. And very nicely. And I said to her, "I don't think so, but I thank you." And the girl looks up, and all of a sudden she smiles. She caught herself. Everything was diffused. I mean, nothing was going to go on because I wasn't going to get into it with this young girl. But she caught herself. She caught herself quick enough to understand that her attitude, her tone of voice, and her, how would I say it? Her status as she felt, because by the way she talked to me and she was handling herself, her whole attitude was, well, this is my show. You need me. The words that you use are also very important. If you don't think that your attitude or your tone of voice is important, it is. It's relevant because your actions are going to follow that. And you have to understand what the relationship is between you and the people or person that you're dealing with. Okay, that relationship is never absolute and it's never unconditional. There are many factors that include and influence your behavior. And so sometimes when you feel like you're secured in your position or your assignment or your status, whatever it is that you want to call it, people like this end up attacking the wrong people. And when you use the wrong words and use the wrong tone of voice. I have to tell you, I was the master at telling people. I developed it and I learned how to tell people to go fuck themselves in such a nice way that I remember in the police department, I would do it to some bosses and they would come back half hour later and say, "Did you tell me to go fuck myself?" And I would say, "Who, me? No, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that." And smile, you know, and then they would know, you know, and they couldn't even get mad because I never used any derogatory words. I just chose my words, I chose my tone of voice, and they knew, maybe not immediately. So sometimes when you take ownership of whatever it is that you're doing, or you're in a position of power, let's call it a position of power, and which always happens like in a professional area, rarely in a social, but it's usually in professional, and it's usually when you have a position of power. Sometimes when that happens, you end up getting too big for yourself and you end up losing that position because those people are feeling like that young lady. She had that sense of vested status and she felt that she was above and that she had so much power because you needed her. But I guarantee you that if you have enough people who speak up, those people who are feeling that power will eventually lose their jobs and then they'll realize later on. So I just bring this up because while I'm people watching, when you stop and you really look at people, you start to notice a lot of things. I mean, I've always known this, but when it happens to you, then you're like, oh, okay. It makes you stop for a minute. So, what are some of these professions that you can get caught up in? If you're a doctor, if you're a judge, if you're a mechanic. That's why I always hate the question, you know, what do you do for a living? And people say, oh, you know, you ask that because you want to. It's a form of conversation. It opens it up. But, you know, when I first became a police officer, people would say to me, you know, what do you do for a living? I do a couple of things here and there. That was always my answer. And I'd flip it around. Well, what do you do for a living? And then eventually they would say, well, why don't you want to tell me what you do for a living? And I would say, well, because I want you to get to know me for me. And that was always my answer. Well, it's not important what I do for a living. Let's talk about something else. What are we doing here? What's this event for? And so on and so forth. That's the way I always handled that. I always said that, well, I don't want you to put me in a particular box because people just naturally do that. But if you find yourself in a situation with someone that feels like they're in a position of power and they feel like they can talk to you anyway, don't get upset. Take a breath. And then you just choose your words, choose your tones, and put them in their place nicely. So that they understand that no, you aren't in the position of power. Even though I need this, you still have to give it to me. Because if you don't, there is someone that is above you. And that's the best way to get back at somebody. The pen is mightier than the sword, and everybody has a boss. So I just wanted to bring that to you. If you're one of those people, back it up a little bit, take a deep breath, and understand that you're there to help, even if you are in that position of power. They need you, so you're in that position to help them. And you never know. You never know who you're helping or who you're dealing with. And so with that, I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to remind you that the old adage, sticks and stones break my bones, words will never harm me, not so true. And understand that you're the best thing that's ever happened to you. And I'll see you next week. Ciao.